This is Free Talk Live, hour number 3, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, completely toll-free. No Ian, no Manwich, it's all co-hosts tonight, and so is Torgo.
And Jason.
And also Johnson.
That's right. And you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. This is a place where the ladies who listen to our show...
The ladies
who listen to Free Talk Live and who appreciate the message that Free Talk Lives has to send will send us a photo of themselves.
Free Talk Lives.
The Free Talk Lives has to say, I'm sorry, I can't speak, but that's okay. That I don't normally have to do this job.
Free Talk Lives.
You know, if Ian and Manwich weren't off together at that sensitivity retreat where they're trying to get in touch with their inner female and hug a lot, then maybe, you know, the show would go a little bit more smoothly.
But I see what you were trying to say, though, that even though Ian is dead, Free Talk lives on.
That's right.
Yep.
Ah, man. I don't know. I need to come up with a new lie about them every break. At the top of every segment.
Would you describe how Ian died? It was toxic waste, actually. It was an accident, and he was crushed under a barrel of toxic waste.
It was a bizarre electrolysis accident.
And he didn't get mutant powers, unfortunately. He just died.
He is now Liberty Man!
Liberty Man! Spreading liberty across the nation
like
while dead.
Like the peanut butter on a tasty peanut butter and jelly sandwich of liberty.
Of liberty. LibertySandwich.com. So anyway, the Shrine of Female Listeners at FreeTalkLive.com. And speaking of the ladies, we are going to go to the phones. We'll go to Joy in Georgia. Hello, Joy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Greetings.
Hey.
I was calling about a couple things, but, you know, the serious stuff, I guess, isn't anywhere near as much fun as inept, murderous fathers and music. And I guess you could always talk about musicians having, you know, writing songs about abortions while driving on DRO roads.
There you go.
There you go.
So I combined everything all in one.
That would be a great reality show.
I did actually have one thing I wanted to ask about the music, and that was just if any of you guys listen to mashups. It's something that...
Yes.
With the
Johnson does.
I
collect
on the top list. I do. Everything on my top playlist is a mashup. It's kind of sad that nobody really knows what I'm listening to ever. But I like it.
Well, every once in a while, he'll start playing one, Johnson will, and not tell me. And so I'll be sitting there talking to him, and I'm like, oh, hey, the Ghostbusters theme. I remember this song. This song's awesome. But what, Michael Jackson? What is this?
I think one of my favorite ones has to be, I think it was Kool and the Gang and Beastie Boys mixed together. I think they made it into Hey Ladies Night. And it was, But, I was gonna ask about that. I figured you had, and that's just one of the wonderful little things that, of course, has been moved offshore since they can't actually use any U.S. servers due to all copyright infringement and stuff. But I also wanted to call and ask something about the Patriot Act. When I was reading, I haven't read the whole thing yet, but some of the highlights of it, there are some things that it looks like they say they changed, but it doesn't really, because supposedly now if you have a traditional library, they won't come in and conduct searches of records and computers without a subpoena. But I was just wondering, aren't all libraries they're public libraries? I mean, does that mean that anything that's in a stone building with big columns is exempt, or is it just any library that doesn't have a computer?
Right. So. What exactly qualifies something as a traditional or non-traditional library?
Mm-hmm.
The only statement that I know in regards to this that Bush gave, you know, while he was over in India apparently trying to strike a deal about nuclear arms with India, the only statement he said is, this bill will allow our law enforcement officials to continue to use the same tools against terrorists that are already being used against drug dealers and other criminals while safeguarding the civil liberties of the American people.
But
was
not
that written in there in the quote?
That should start getting written into his quotes. Just
well, depending on which blogs you read, they do actually write it in.
Well, I think the whole thing is nonsense. I think it just needs to, I mean, it really, for the most part, it just needs to be scrapped. We don't need our security being provided for us by the government. It just needs to stop.
Yeah, my favorite part about it has almost completely been done away with, and that was the sunset clause where it had to come up for review every couple years. And, you know, that allowed the arguments, like the arguments about, you know, whether or not they can do the sneak and peeks and that sort of thing. That they had to keep bringing it up. They couldn't make anything permanent. Of course, now I think something like 8/10 of it is permanent, like something out of 16, I think maybe 12 or so are permanent now.
Yeah, and
it's just...
They'll just keep adding to that every time it comes up for renewal. They'll just keep adding one or two that are going to be permanent at that point so that eventually this will just be the ironclad law of the land.
Except we won't be minding all too much because pretty soon we'll all be in New Hampshire and we certainly won't be abiding by the laws of the Patriot Act.
It really is the only solution. Where was it? There's somebody, I think it was a T-state. It was either Texas or Tennessee. There's now some law official trying to get cameras in criminals' houses, but how soon? You know, I wonder what crimes are needed to be committed. You know, I wonder what the stipulations are. But they're now trying to put cameras in people's houses. It's every prediction that has been made is coming true, just slowly. But they're certainly, you know, it's like that the analogy of the frog being boiled. You know, where if you turn up the heat slowly, nobody notices. You know, the frog just.
That was supposed to be an analogy?
I just thought it was supposed to be a pastime. All right, Joy, have you got anything else for us?
I think that'll do. I'm enjoying the show tonight, guys.
All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate you taking the time to give us a call here and to support us, especially after the tragic loss of Ian.
Did I use the wrong word? Is that not an analogy?
Oh, no. I was just saying that I do that every so often. I didn't know it was an analogy.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, we've still got more calls here on the amplifier only line. We've got Richard in Australia. Hello, Richard. You are on Free Talk Live.
G'day, guys. Seeing as we're going off on some tangents tonight, I thought I'd actually put some people's minds at rest who are worried about the number of deadly or poisonous creatures we've got over here.
Yeah, I've heard that everything native to Australia can kill humans.
Especially Aborigines.
Well, yeah, they say that. But look, according to my research, on land, of all the animals that you commonly encounter, less than 60% of them are deadly or poisonous.
Less than 60%? That still means more than half.
Well, a lot of people think it's up near 100, and in the water it's a bit safer. In the water, it's less than 40%. And of these ones that are commonly encountered on land, less than 40% of them will attack without provocation, and in the water it's virtually less than 10%. So, you know, people who are concerned about coming over here and our species don't need to be as worried as what the hype makes out.
Maybe not as worried, but still, when you say less than 40% of the poisonous land-based creatures will attack without provocation, that means if I go into a pet store of animals that were all native to Australia and they've provided me with 10 different types of animals, chances are that 3, maybe 4 of them will just destroy me with no good reason.
Australia is the only place that has venomous, sharp-taloned mammals that lay eggs.
That's the greatest thing ever. Richard, thank you for taking the time to call. We appreciate hearing from you. We have got some more coming back here. 1-800.
Don't worry.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Talk about whatever you want. We've got Henry coming up after the break. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We will take your calls about anything, political, personal, whatever is on your mind. It doesn't matter. We want to hear from you. It is Torgo here with you.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
Oh, you're trying to step on him, were you? Hey, wait your turn. All right, go to the website, freetalklive.com. All kinds of free goodies there for you, including the archives section, the last 6 days of the show, right there, available for download from the website, fully described. And if you have one of them there nifty BitTorrent clients, we've got the last several months of the show available as well, thanks to the other listeners of the show who are willing to keep their BitTorrent clients open and share the wealth.
They share the wealth, and you have a torrent, a virtual torrent of data streaming into your computer.
And just that's just a torrential downpour of bits, that is. A virtual bit torrent.
The show swarms mightily onto your computer. Okay. It should also be known that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, that's right, freestateproject.org. Well, we did have another caller, but he got sick of waiting. So
his loss.
Yeah.
Jerk.
You meanie head. I guess he wanted to talk to Ian. Maybe he was calling to give his condolences. apparently, earlier this afternoon, Ian was visiting his father at the construction site and...
suffered kidney failure.
Suffered kidney failure. Poor guy. He just... I don't know what happened. They were talking and then just bang! No more Ian. And Manwich couldn't take it, so he took his own life. Meaning, it's the three of us from now until the end of time. You don't believe me? Listen tomorrow.
So if you we need help providing some food at the funeral, so please send us kidney beans.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. At least be subtle about it. Send a three bean salad.
All right. Terrible.
You like garbanzo beans, don't you?
I don't know where to go with that. I know you have an article. So
isn't that what's in three bean salad? It's kidney beans, garbanzo beans, and like another one. I don't know what the last one is.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever eaten a three bean salad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're good.
Okay.
Okay. Abortion.
Wow. Way to segue.
All right. Abortion.
Speaking of things that have kidneys, depending on how far along they are when the procedure is performed.
Oh, well, boy.
And depending upon how far along this procedure is performed, they also kind of look like a little kidney bean.
Now, that's going to get us called before we even get into the article. 1-800-259-9231.
South Dakota moved closer to imposing some of the strictest limits on abortion in the nation as the state Senate approved legislation that would ban the procedure, excepting only when the woman's life is in danger. The bill, designed to spark a courtroom showdown over the legality of abortion, passed 23-12 Wednesday. On Thursday, it was headed back to the White House, where lawmakers already approved similar legislation. Republican Governor Mike Rounds, a longtime abortion opponent, said he would look favorably on an abortion ban if it would save life. Under the measure, doctors in South Dakota would face up to 5 years in prison for performing an abortion. The only exception would be for women who need abortion to save their lives. In my opinion, it is time for South Dakota legislature. Are you done?
No. I'll let you know.
In my opinion, it is time for the South Dakota legislature to deal with this issue and protect the lives and rights of unborn children, said Senator Julie Bartling, Democrat, fascist bureaucrat, and the bill's main sponsor. The legislation targets Roe v. Wade and the landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. Opponents say it is too extreme and unconstitutional. Planned Parenthood, which operates the only clinic that provides abortions in South Dakota, pledged to challenge the measure if it becomes law. South Dakota's ban is the most sweeping abortion ban passed by any state in more than a decade. Planned Parenthood Federation of America lawyer Eve Gardner said in a written statement, she said that the organization would do everything it could to ensure that women and their doctors, not politicians, made their health care decisions. Supporters say an anonymous donor has pledged to provide South Dakota with $1 million to help defend the law in court. The recent appointment of Justices John Roberts and Samuel Alito make the U.S. Supreme Court more likely to consider overturning Roe v. Wade now, Bartling and other supporters said. It is A calculated risk, to be sure, but I believe it is a fight worth fighting, said Senator Brock Greenfield, a Republican who is also the director of the South Dakota Right to Life. Some senators, including Republicans, were concerned that the legislation did not include exceptions for abortions in cases of rape or incest.
What?
Republican Senator Stan Adelstein said it would be a continued savagery unworthy of South Dakota to make a woman bear a child if she becomes pregnant as the result of rape. The legislature has passed a similar bill 2 years ago, but Rounds issued a technical veto because it would have wiped existing restrictions off the books while the bill was involved in a court challenge. Including Thursday, the legislature has 5 days left before the official end of its session.
So, with this, if this were to run the full path and actually pass into becoming law in South Dakota,
a woman could be raped, and the raper would have equal rights to the child.
Oh boy,
nice.
So basically, you know, he would, you know, have visitation rights, and he would go to see her, you know, the mother and the child, and just probably rape her over and over and over again, because it's very hard to prove rape in court.
Absolutely. So that's great. You call up, like, hey, I don't know if you remember me or not. I raped you, but yeah, I want the kid this weekend.
Yeah, what? Or incest? That's the other fun one.
I mean, forget the fact that incest, yes, as well, but also on the rape thing, not only would there be the potential for the rapist to continue with the same type of crime with the mother, you know, continue to rape her repeatedly, but he would also possibly be allowed unsupervised visitation, meaning he'd be partially responsible for that kid's upbringing. He'd get to teach that kid some of what's right and wrong. A rapist would get to raise a child.
Yep.
Way to go, South Dakota. Good job.
Kudos.
Not even to mention, though, the fact that I think, you know, this is obviously a personal opinion, but abortion in general is, you know, having these laws that are completely outlawing abortion in general are, it's the government overstepping its bounds. Now, a lot of people would say that you're protecting life. Well, one, I think it's debatable to, you know, say whether or not a fetus is life at certain stages. But secondly, until we can, the procedures for abortion most of the time are the actual killing is done as a mercy. Because once the fetus is taken out, it can live miserably.
Well, if you have an opinion on this, give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. More on abortion and anything else coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site,
office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Jason.
And also Johnson.
We're here. We're in mourning, but we're going to carry on. For those of you who may or may not have heard, Ian was killed by a waffle iron. I'm sorry, a nine iron.
A waffle-like pattern.
I knew it was some kind of an iron, and I'm fat, and so my brain immediately went to waffle iron. He was killed by a nine iron.
It was Lee Trevino who actually struck the blow, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. It was Lee Trevino.
And Freddie Couples was standing around laughing.
If there's some sort of horrible plane accident on the way back, we are all going to feel so stupid and terrible.
Really? I think that might be true. but hopefully we won't get into an accident on the way back from the funeral. So,
yes.
anyway, which is not being held here locally. It's being held at the... I can't even think. I was going to say on some golf course somewhere they were going to be buried in a bunker. anyway, God. Also, you can, if you're sick of listening to this, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and make up your own story about how Ian died on our wiki. That's right. Wiki, W-I-K-I, freetalklive.com.
Oh, that's going to be entertaining for the next week.
A completely user-editable portion of our website has all kinds of useful information there. Show descriptions, pro-liberty articles, information about the hosts, and our horrible demises. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Prior to the break, we were talking about abortion. And Johnson had said something about fetus being able to live miserably.
You were talking first about South Dakota's, terrible new law that doesn't, it's an abortion ban that doesn't include any sort of...
No, this is still just a bill. It hasn't passed yet.
Right. It hasn't passed yet. It's probably going to pass. That it doesn't include any sort of exceptions for the case of a woman being raped or being involved in incest.
What if you're raped by your brother?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of incest cases are also combined with rape, but what if they're not?
Rapecest!
What if they're not? That's the other thing. What if it just, I don't know, it just, who knows? It's, yuck. So, my comment was, is I thought that, first of all, that abortion, any sort of abortion ban is wrong in general, just because... At that point, the government's overstepping its bounds because it's overstepping into the rights, the rights and freedoms of the women involved. Because, one, they should have the right to their own body, but two, because I think that, and again, this is my opinion, that first, it's debatable whether or not a fetus is actually, a human being, that has the same rights as another person. I think that's debatable in and of itself. But aside from that debate, even if a fetus is an individual, is considered a human being, right? Even if you go that route and you made that consideration, I think a lot of what occurs in an abortion procedure is that the fetus is removed from the woman's body and then the fetus is terminated. And that's the abortion. That's what happens. And that's not all abortion cases, but certainly in later term abortions, that's what happens.
Okay.
Now, the actual abortion part of that, in other words, instead of letting the fetus continue its existence, is a merciful procedure. In other words, that fetus could be allowed to just be removed. You know, in other words, we won't call it an abortion anymore. We'll just call it a removal procedure.
A fetus relocation.
Fetal relocation. But at this point, you're just relocating it into some space anywhere.
Right.
So you relocate the fetus into air, and, you know, no abortion takes place. Fetus has been removed from the womb, and now it dies on its own, naturally, because its lungs haven't formed enough to suck air. It just... I find that in some cases the actual procedure of abortion is merciful because, you know, you're allowing, you know, even if a fetus isn't a human being, it's still a creature, you know, it's still a living being, a living organism, and I'm not really in support of causing any undue suffering of any sort of living organism whatsoever.
Is this process, I don't know, induced premature birth or whatever it is you want to call it, the removal of a fetus before it's able to survive on its own, do you think that's going to be able to happen under this new law, though?
I don't know, but certainly you're creating a market for it.
Well, I guess that's true.
With this type of law, somebody, you know, may find a way to do this and say, look, we're not killing it, it's dying on its own. Someone could go that route. And that would be a horror show. At least in my opinion, that would be a horror show. And I think, you know, I don't really have it necessarily, though. I support fetal relocation in that I think that it should be science's job to come up with a way to, if, you know, a woman makes the decision to have a fetus removed from her womb and someone else decides to take upon the responsibility of making sure that that fetus continues its existence and lives, then they provide the costs for, you know, a surrogate womb or implanting a fetus into another, you know, either another human being, or there have been scientific procedures that are being done now with either animal wombs or synthetic wombs.
Or matrix baby farms.
Yeah, who knows? Matrix baby farms. That would be interesting, but, you know, who knows?
Well, this sounds like an incredibly expensive process.
I'm sure it would be, but if somebody, you know, a company or a church or somebody wants to save lives, then I think the onus should be on them, not on ruining the lives of women who have made the choice to not continue with the pregnancy.
Now, as far as the right to lifers, now, according to Christian mythology, is original sin, is that inside someone at the point of conception or birth?
I don't know.
Because if it's birth...
Right.
Then they should have no problem with abortion, being that the child would be dying without original sin.
Right.
And just going ahead and drinking ambrosia with other aborted fetuses in heaven.
Right.
So, what's the problem?
I don't know. It's certainly interesting. I don't know where they come from. It certainly isn't a position of logic for the most part. At least that's my feeling on it. And I'm sure we'll get calls on that.
Yeah, this is amazing. Usually this topic just brings calls in, but... No, that's...
Not yet.
Not yet.
You know, as far as the I don't know where I'm going with that. It just, as far as the whole religious aspect of it, I don't think that it should enter into... You know, people have different ideas of morality and, you know, what their decisions should be as far as protecting life, and I think that the only option is to allow the woman to choose. I mean, in other words...
Well,
you can put up a child for adoption as soon as it's born.
Yep.
Now...
Before it's born.
Before it's born, you can put it up for adoption. Now, why should... If the woman is putting up a child for adoption before it's born, why... And they're not going to have the costs and the parents. They're not going to have any of the costs associated with it. So if you can put the child up for adoption, fetal relocation, you remove the child from the womb, it's up for adoption. Somebody else should, you know, if they want that fetus to survive, assume... rights to it. Assume the rights and responsibility get it a womb if it needs to live, some sort of an incubator, whatever needs to happen, but the fetus is out of that woman's womb. That's freedom, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Give us your opinion. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back with more Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We're here with your new host lineup. We got Torgo.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
For those of you who are used to hearing Ian and Manwich, well, that's probably not going to be happening.
Manwich has been fired, and Ian is dead.
Yeah, so Baby Grant fell on his head, and boy, it wasn't pretty, and we just had to fire Manwich because, well, why not? Everybody's been calling for it.
You know, it's not often. You see that often in movies, but in real life, it doesn't often happen that a piano will actually fall on someone's head. Ian must have some interesting karma.
Well, actually, I think what the deal is that it was done by a cartoon dressed up like Christopher Lloyd.
Ah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, anyway, you can also go to our website at freetalklive.com and check out all the stuff we got there. We put all kinds of things online with the Shrine of Female Listeners, the BBS. We've got the AMP program. We post things like me on TV. And if you want to know when we're going to post something new, sign up for our updates. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Be one of the first to know when we add something new to the website, when something new happens with the show. So anyway, we need to get right to the phones because we got us a live one here. Going to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Let me get this right. You guys want to take, you think it's all right to take a baby out of a woman's womb and just let it die because it can't breathe?
I don't like that idea. I don't like that idea at all. However, I don't think that it should that a woman should, if there's an abortion, if a woman wants to get an abortion, she should have that right. I think a woman should have the right over her own body, especially if, for example, a woman wanted to cut off her own arm or her own leg. That's her right. That's her body. And I think that the same thing applies generally to a fetus. Now, what I think should happen is I think science should be allowed to get to the point where a fetus can be removed and not have to die.
You know,
a fetus can be removed and implanted into a surrogate womb or be taken care of by a church or set of foster parents.
Anybody home? Listen, it's wonderful thinking about what science might do. What we're dealing with is what we have today. And today, I mean, the same people who are for these abortions would be against me going out there and catching a rabbit and tearing his legs off while he's alive, yet they do the same thing to fetuses and they think nothing of it. Now, there's no reason for you to say that you can't tear the legs off a live rabbit, but it's okay to do a human tube out of a womb and mash it up into little tiny pieces.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with you ripping the legs off a rabbit if you're planning to eat it.
Oh, I mean, okay, so I'm going
to are you trying to say that we should eat aborted babies, Jason? Because,
well, why let them go to waste?
That's awful.
It's a joke.
So that I can go out there, let's say I'm going to go eat this rabbit, but before I eat it, I mutilate it and rip it apart while it's screaming and hollering while I rip the legs off and the arms off. That's okay, then, as long as I'm going to eat it. You see the inconsistency? These same people who want abortions are the ones that talk about animals don't have rights, but people do. And certainly an infant does who's completely helpless, can't do anything to help itself, was not a result of its own actions. It was a result of the parents' actions or the father's actions. Somebody did something.
But a rape victim, that's certainly not her fault that she's put in the position she was in.
It's not her fault, no, but that's still a life.
So wait, so she should be forced to put her life at risk because over 600,000 women a year die from childbirth, so she should be forced by the government to put her life at risk to carry to term a child placed in her womb by a rapist.
Listen, there's not that many women who die at childbirth.
600,000 a year.
Who gave you that figure?
The figure is studied by the National World
Got
Health Organization.
Got that figure from some abortion site.
No, it's the National World Health Organization that studies it. It's 600,000 a year. And I'm not talking about the U.S. I am talking about the globe.
That's an abortion site, and it's probably a worldwide figure.
Are you crazy? $600,000 a year is not a huge number when you're talking about the scope of the human population of the planet.
$600,000. So you're talking about less than 1% of childbirth.
Yeah, actually, 1% is right about accurate, I think.
Okay.
I think that number
is right
about
accurate. So you're trying to tell me because somebody has a 1% chance that they might die, they're allowed to kill their baby.
So wait, so we should just have a gun with 100 rounds... or you know, a 100 round chamber and one bullet in it, and just point it at this woman's head and click, and let the government do that. Is that acceptable to you? 1% risk is acceptable to you.
It's yeah, it is acceptable.
See, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to me. That is not acceptable to me. I'm sorry, and I don't. I'm not going to sit here and.
What is the risk to the aborted baby? It's 100%.
I don't call it a baby. I don't call it a life until it's born, until it's...
Maybe you don't call it a life, but who are you to define life?
You're absolutely right. I am not the person to decide that. The mother is.
Right, Gene, that's the thing. And who are you to decide it as well? Or whoever it is that is trying to make those calls on the legislative side of things. Either way, it comes down to an issue of morality. You've got your set of morals. Johnson has his. Either way, legislating morality is wrong. Whether it's a law that specifically says abortion is okay, or a law that specifically says that abortion is bad. How about no laws regarding abortion, and people can make their own decisions?
Now, what I was saying... What I was saying about my position on the whole thing is I was saying that if a fetus can be removed, that, sure, I would absolutely support a law that once a fetus has been removed, that absolutely, if an organization has claimed rights and says that they want to support that fetus's life, then no, a woman should not be allowed to kill it at that point, if it can be removed.
An anarchist, I don't support the laws either.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Gene. We got to get out of here. We will be back in just a minute. More Free Talk Live coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. We all know beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But in whose eye would this scene be ideal? Being left outside, wet, in minus 45 degrees centigrade. When I come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Brr! I'd hate to be a subject in the cold climate test facility in Manitoba, Canada, Ford's proving ground for the winter worthiness of its fleet of vehicles. Typical cold climate testing includes leaving vehicles outside overnight, sometimes wet, starting them in the morning, and measuring engine performance, heater function, and interior controls. Yes, cars, trucks, and their drivers are subjected to the most severe abuse Mother Nature can dole out. Volunteers, anyone? Not me. My favorite pile of white stuff is a big sand dune. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free, 1-800-259-9231. The show has undergone some changes. And so, for those of you who aren't familiar with us, this is Torgo.
And this is Jason.
And also, this is Johnson. We regret to inform you that Ian has perished. He was attacked by a pack of rabid dogs while away on a vacation trip and was mauled to death, unfortunately.
Yeah. And his faithful studio beast was there, too, and, too, got ravaged by the pack of wild dogs.
Yes, now,
by
attempting to protect.
Now, by pack of wild dogs, we do mean one mildly irritated chihuahua. However, Ian doesn't have a whole lot of meat on him, and so it didn't really take too long. Anyway, and as far as Manwich, well, Manwich, the Juliet to Ian's Romeo, had no choice but to take his own life with a small dagger after seeing the remains of his beloved Ian. Go to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of free stuff there. including live streaming of the show. That's right. If you can't pick up our show on a radio station near you, well, first, call your local radio station and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. And then, until that point, you can listen to us live on our website at freetalklive.com. Also there, you can find information about the AMP program. That's AMP. A-M-P stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We provide a good deal of content. We have a lot of stuff on our website. And all we ask in return is that if you like what we're doing, if you like the message that we're trying to send, help us out with a couple dollars a month. You can help AMP the show for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, last plug, I believe this is the last one I got to get out here. It's the beginning of the month, and once a month, every month at the beginning of the month, we ask you to vote for us in the podcast rankings. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes less than a minute. Just let people know that you like Free Talk Live. Lets us move up in the ranks, gets more people to pay attention to us, and again, helps to spread that same message. Vote.freetalklive.com. Oh, man. So, with Ian being gone, and Manwich sadly taking his own life, it falls on us to find things to talk about. And so, I was talking about bad fathers earlier. I think I found the ultimate in bad fathers. We're talking about this guy who had an addiction to strippers, and he tried to kill his wife 4 times and failed miserably. So then he tried to recruit his son to help. Hey, son, help me kill mom so that I can be with these strippers. That's kind of bad, but I think we have the ultimate. An inmate who was released from jail so he could find out whether he could donate a kidney to his 15-year-old son has not returned.
Lou the Coop.
Yep. He was let out of jail to undergo medical testing to find out whether or not he could give his son a kidney to save his son's life. And he used that opportunity to escape from jail. Meaning he's probably not going to show up for the procedure. Just
yeah, probably not.
He'll let his son die. His 15-year-old son, just let him die. Kidney failure, which is a horrible way to go, because earlier in the night, that's how Ian died. And it was just awful, the poor guy. So,
I didn't really mind watching it.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a little twisted.
Well, it's better than having his appendages amputated slowly, becoming only a head.
All right, that's it. We are out of here for tonight. With the same three of us, we'll be back tomorrow for 3 more hours of this nonsense. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. Tomorrow night, we're done. We're out of here. See ya.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.